Wake up, sleepyhead. Come on. I know you're awake. Come on. Wake up. You can't pretend that you're asleep this entire time, mister. Come on. It's time for your checkup. And the faster we get through this, the faster I can assess if you're free to go or not. Good boy. I swear to God, you are my favorite patient to deal with, acting like a child like that. So, how are you feeling? Yeah? Good? Better even. Really? And how's your leg? Oh, you think you can walk out of this room now? Wow, sounds like you had an overnight miracle. You don't mind if I test that out, do you? Oh, nothing. I'll just reach into my desk here and grab my trusty hammer and... Oh, no. You actually don't think you're feeling better? Jeez, I wonder why. You are so silly. But no matter what happens, and no matter how hard you beg and plead, and even if I want you out of that bed right now, I can't. The doctor says you have to stay here for 3 more days, unless something miraculous happens. And until then, unfortunately for you, mister, you're gonna have to stay in bed a little bit longer. I know, it's so frustrating having to deal with just staying in bed all day with a hot nurse like me and not being able to do a single damn thing. Come on, all of those days of you just flirting with me and trying to sneak a peek when I'm not looking, I think it's quite obvious that you have a thing for me, mister. But that's all right, I don't mind. You're kind of cute yourself too. Oh, why, yes, I have the best bedside manners. Anyways, as I said, unless something miraculous happens, I can't let you leave this bed. You're gonna have to stay here and stay still and just be a good boy for me, You are so cute when you pout like that, It's almost worth it to let you ogle as much as you want. Oh, yes. If you were any less entertaining, I would have smacked you here and gave you another injury and kept you here for another month. Oh, yes, I can be quite more threatening than that, but I reserve that for only the worst patients. And you're not one of the worst, are you? You're gonna make it easy for me? You're gonna make it easy for me to check in on your leg so we can spend more time maybe doing more important things? The important things such as what? I wonder. Well, you're gonna have to hang tight and be good. Otherwise, you're not gonna get anything. I'm glad I have piqued your curiosity. But as I said, right now, we need to actually get down to business and have a proper check, okay? First things first, I'm just gonna check on your leg. Okay. Well, I could tell you that the swelling seems to have lessened. That's good. And I have to be honest with me. Your level of pain right now, yesterday you said you were at a 6. Now, where are you at? And a 4. Okay, good. And over here, when I squeeze this part of your leg like this, do you feel any pain? All right, that's good. Makes sense. Yesterday you said you were at a 3 here. And if I just reach around like this, what level of pain are we at? Okay, that's good. That means your meds are working, right? So just wait a bit more and you should be fine. Now let's check to see. Just gonna look if there's any discoloration. Don't worry. Okay, yes. Seems to be fading. That's good. Your bruises are disappearing. Such a good boy. So tough and so strong. Healing so quickly. Oh, wait. And if I just put a little bit of pressure here, everything okay here? All right. Okay, now I just need a little bit of leg stretching. Is that okay? Yes, well, we have to move your joints a little bit, don't we? Right? We have to keep that blood running, make sure that everything's well. So if I could just have you lift your leg just a tiny bit. I know it might hurt a little bit. Okay, thank you. And just bend. All right. That's good. All right. On the other side, too. Lift your leg. And then just bend a little bit, just a bit, just as much as you can give for me right now. Oh, I'll take anything you can give me. Right. Good. Great. It looks like you are on the road to a fast recovery. I'll tell the doc about that. Let me just write that down in my notes. By the way, how was your food yesterday? Was it to your liking? I know. Cafeteria sometimes doesn't give the best stuff, so I'm asking about your food. So, just in case, maybe I could get you something more special for dinner. I told you you were my favorite patient. And if everything goes well, I think you deserve a nice warm dinner, Well, you don't have any dietary restrictions, do you? Good. Right then. That should be everything for my chart. Let me put that there. Now, mister, are you absolutely positively sure that you're feeling better? Yeah? So, there's a couple of things that we need to address. Why, yes, I happen to be free for the rest of my shift. In fact, you were my last patient. I know, right? So, this isn't just your standard fare checkup. Actually, think of it as a nice, full little physical. Well, I've not just been giving you all of these little hints and these little, wearing my best lingerie underneath my nurse's coat for nothing. I have to say that you're making it very hard for me to keep my ethical standards on check. But for you, I think I'm willing to give an exception. I mean, it's not every day that I get a patient like you on board. And judging from what happened to you, I doubt you'd make the same mistake that'll make you land here again. And as much as I think that you're very hot and I'd like to see you again, I'd rather not want to see you in these circumstances. You're very, very tempting, is what I'm trying to say, and I think it would be a damn shame if I let you go this easily. I know you've heard of, nurses, shall we say, giving a bit more than just their best when it comes to bedside manners. And I think the type of manners that you'd expect from me are ones that are not just beneficial for your injury, but perhaps the rest of your body as well. being stuck all day here and having to deal with me occasionally visiting must be so, so frustrating. I see it almost every time, you know, when I'm about to leave, you're just about to form a lovely tent right in between your legs, and I can see it right now, so visible to me. It gets frustrating to think about it when I'm alone, thinking about my day and how it went, and just letting my thoughts travel to you and what might be underneath this piece of cloth here. I understand that you're in a vulnerable position, though, and you may consider this a situation where I have the power over you, but I think we can both agree that the feeling is mutual, no? And that should I alleviate your frustrations, it might even be easier for you to recover. I know that some patients recover quickly or slowly, depending on their mood, and I think it might even be, well, helpful if I help you alleviate these inner pains that you're dealing with. Let's just say that I can be a nice, quick first aid for what seems to be a very pronounced swelling down between your legs. A very natural pronouncement, if I may say so myself. Nothing harmful, nothing that would hurt you, but it would be very nice, wouldn't it, if I could relieve you of the ache that's going down here, where I'm touching you. I thought so. So if you could just remain quiet while I take care of business, then we can get through this and you can be all nice and relaxed, ready for a faster healing process and more relief from this type of ache that you're dealing with, yeah? Now let's see what we're working with underneath. Oh my, it really is quite pronounced, as I thought it would be. Now let's see how I might address this swelling and ache. Let me tie my hair up into a nice little ponytail. I would highly suggest if you could please keep your hand on my ponytail like this. And, well, your guidance will be needed in this type of therapy so that I can properly diagnose and provide a remedy for this ache. Now, let's get started, shall we? My, my, you taste so good. Oh, quiet. Just relax and let me take care of it. Let your nurse take care of you, okay? Slow at first. Make sure you're properly. Taken care of. We don't want to rush this healing process, don't we? Besides, you taste so good to me. It's okay. You can hold on to my hair a little tighter. I'm sure it'll make you feel better. help guide me into better taking care of this nice big heart cock. I'll take it nice and slow at first. We might ache a little bit more, but trust me when I say that I'll make it worth it. I just want to savor every inch of this big cock of yours, really. And I'm sure you want to savor this moment too. After all, not every day you can get a nurse to break her ethical standards because she's just so desperate to try out your cock, right? Don't worry. We'll take care of this aching of yours in a few moments, but let me just enjoy myself at first. Right. I want you to just gently push me down and direct my head to where you want me to take care of this cock, okay? Don't worry about hurting me. I can take it. What type of nurse would I be if I can't take care of a little bit of pain? Go ahead, don't be afraid. I'll take every inch you could give me. Don't worry, I can do it. I love gagging over your cock anyways. The way your cock feels when it hits the back of my throat feels so good. Generous of you. You've got so much cock to fucking give, and I want to take all of it. Oh, and you're pretty gum too. I just want to take every drop. Something new. No, don't go ahead. Don't be shy. Don't hesitate. If you want me to choke on this big cock of yours, I'll gladly do so. Seems that you are. Oh, go ahead. Oh, I need to shoot every drop of that cum from my phone.
growth.
Good too. Oh, down to the very last drop of your cum. Oh my goodness. It's a good thing I wore just a bit of makeup today. Otherwise, I wouldn't know how to explain myself when I get out of this room. Oh, you were so good. Oh, how are you feeling? Oh, better? Much better and much lighter? Oh, wow. Oh, that's amazing. Oh, your nurse must be so good. Here, why don't I get you a bottle of water? Here you go. Drink that. Oh, you're gonna need to be a little bit more hydrated after what we've just gone through. So don't forget to ask plenty of water from whoever is next for your shift, okay? All right, good. I'm just gonna take my notes and my chart. Tell the doctor that maybe he should give you a more thorough check tomorrow to see if you are good to go. I'm not promising you anything, but I'm just saying that you do warrant another proper checkup to maybe shorten your time here. And if in case you do get to be free in the next couple of days, here's my number. Keep it under your pillow for a bit, okay? We don't want anyone seeing that a nurse is trying to date one of her patients now, do we? All right. I'll see you next time, okay? Take it easy and be nice to your next nurse. But not too nice. I do get a little bit jealous. See you.